You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
your glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. Happy that you're joining us here today. And that song, Pour Your Oil, we're asking the Lord to pour it out upon us today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord does want to pour out signs, wonders, and miracles, and he wants to demonstrate his power today. So we're going to be talking about healing. And Brother Seen, before I even told him what we were talking about, you know, it's like for the first time we know what we're going to be discussing. And so Seen had texted me earlier that he wasn't going to make it to the program today. So the text message said, today is a good day to watch God push bad circumstances out of your way because he's making the way. And we know that everything we do in this life in the Lord is through him, and that we cannot accomplish anything on our own. But the Lord is faithful to perform his word when we are in agreement with him. So I want to welcome Deanne Diaz. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
Because you were not here last week.
No.
And Annette, you were not here either.
I know.
So Seen and I were able to handle it on our own.
Yay. Tag team. I listened in, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Good. Well, I hope that the Lord blessed you and that you received from it.
I did. Absolutely.
And that's our prayer for anyone who tunes into the program, that we, you know, when we bring the word, when, you know, God gives us each something and then he puts the whole program together so that the hearers will hear what they need to hear from the Lord.
Mm.
And so today I was going to talk about ointment. That was my word for today, which I didn't look up, but we all know what ointment is.
Mm-hmm.
And ointment is applied to wounds. And I remembered the word unguent. You remember that? They called it unguent. But In Song of Solomon, verse 3 says, because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, right away, I'm thinking of Matthew 25 about the 10 virgins.
I was just looking at that scripture.
Praise God. One, yep. Yeah, the ones that.
Yes.
Both of them have that. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And we never talk to each other during the week.
Nope.
I know.
Praise God. So we know what the Lord, we definitely know we're on the right page with him.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, in 1 Corinthians 2:4, where the Apostle Paul said, my speech and my preaching were not with pervasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, and I always think of that with this program, that this was not anything that I had ever planned, but the Lord gave me this program, and there were no parameters. So the Lord has been defining the parameters as we go along. And I just believe that the Lord will demonstrate the Spirit and power as we come in agreement with him, because we, you know, none of us have been to school. We haven't been to hermeneutics or any of those kind of things. But the Lord can speak to us regardless. We don't need to have gone to college or Bible school or any of those things. You know, I know I've been through the school of the Holy Spirit, you know, in my prayer room at home for, you know, 20-something years. And I know what I know through the Lord. I know what he has revealed to me, and I know words that are true. His words are spirit, and they are life. So each one of us, we don't have to be Bible teachers, But we do have to know the word. And we ask the Lord to reveal his word to us, what we need to know.
Yes.
And I know for me, which I think back when I was, Deanne and I were both part of the healing rooms in the early 2000s. And when I went there, it was all the word. It was every healing scripture that you, that Rich and Dottie Kane, who had started the healing rooms in Florida, every scripture to do with healing, I began to memorize those because we would pray for people and we always would pray the word over them before we actually prayed for them. You know, because it says that my words are spirit and they are life. And that the in Proverbs 4:22, which is talking about the word, they are life to those who find them and medicine to all their flesh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God has already provided for us healing. And I guess for me, what yesterday morning, I had to take my husband to the emergency room because he was having some issues. So we were there from 7 a.m. until I think I left at 4:30, but they wanted to keep him overnight for observation. And so they put him in a room. So I stayed with him till he got into the room. And, you know, I just, after I left, I'm like, man, I just, when I go in hospitals or sick places, maybe you guys do too, that it's just like you feel it all over. It's on top of you. Mm-hmm. You're wearing it, you know, and it's wonderful that we have doctors and hospitals and everything. But when we know Jesus, when we know what the Lord is capable of doing, then, you know, just kind of just gets on your nerves and it just gets in your spirit that I get a holy anger that rises up within me when I'm around sick people. I mean, I really just feel that, I just don't want people to be sick.
Yes.
And I slept okay last night. He's still in the hospital. They're going to do an MRI, but they haven't done it yet. So I just was thinking this morning, I'm just asking the Lord, I'm just praying for my husband that, you know, they'll provide an answer, whatever he's got going on. And, you know, he just wants to get the heck out of there. But, the doctor had told him last night, if we don't do the MRI, then if we discharge you, you're going to be out waiting for another appointment for a doctor. You might be like a month down the road before an appointment comes available. So he was kind of, you know, fighting about staying in there. But I told him, you're already here. Just do it and get her done. Mm-hmm. So so all that. So I had healing on my mind this morning. But then that scripture came to me, you know, that the Lord's is like a ointment poured forth. So think about when Jesus touches you, maybe there may be some people that Jesus has never, you've never felt. We need to feel in our body. When Jesus heals us, when he does something, we feel it in our body, you know, and in our soul. And I feel that he wants to heal bodies and souls today. So we're going to be giving some scriptures out. And again, like the word that Scene had, which he didn't know what I was going to talk about, that God, this is a good day to watch God push bad circumstances out of your way because he is making the way. And we know that when we decree and declare the word that, you know, that his word will not go forth void, but it's going to accomplish all that he said that he sent it forth to do. And, you know, Jesus said in Mark 16:17-18, that in these signs will follow them that believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues and they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. So that means us. It wasn't just the apostles in the old days. Jesus didn't cut it off, you know, after they died. Mm. This is still true for today, that when we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. You don't have to be a pastor to lay hands on the sick. You have to be someone who believes the word of God. You know, when you have scripture, you have revelation of scripture about healing, you receive it, then you can have that faith for somebody else when you pray for them. And in Luke 9:1-2, it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons mm-hmm. and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And in John 14:12-14, he said, I tell you the truth, anyone, that means anyone, mm-hmm. right? Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater works than these because I am going to the Father. Excuse me. And then, you know, in Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. Mm. He healed all that were oppressed by the devil because mm-hmm. God was with him.
Yes.
And of course, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we want to build your faith today. You know, hear the word of the Lord, hear the scriptures, hear it and listen. And take it in to yourself. The words are life to those who find them and medicine to all their flesh. And that's not just like physical. I mean, there's financial, there's everything in life. All the vicissitudes of life. We got ups and downs and going arounds and all kind of things happening. And the scripture is there for our taking to receive it. To receive life from the scripture. And Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and he healed them. Exodus 23:25, I will take sickness away from you. I'm just getting blessed from this because these are from the healing rooms.
Yes.
That we would always pray these scriptures over people. We would speak it over them when they came in. So just listen to the word and just receive it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, in Exodus 15:26, the Lord said, I am the Lord who heals you. In Exodus 23:25, I will take sickness away from you. In Psalm 91:9-10, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your dwelling. In Psalm 103:2-3, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and he healed them. We're sending out the word today for whoever is listening. We're sending out the word of God today. If you need healing in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, we all need healing in some degree or another. And the Lord wants to heal you and touch you today. In Proverbs 4:20-22, it says, my son, my daughter, pay close attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for their life to those who find them, and health to a man or a woman's whole body. In Isaiah 53:4-5, if we had no other scripture, Isaiah 53:4-5, takes care of all of it. For surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Jesus went through all of it for us, and it's ours for the taking. It's ours for the receiving. We don't have to accept things that are happening in our our bodies. I know I fight with stuff as, you know, I have different things that go on with me. And, you know, even though I say the scripture and I believe it, sometimes I kind of get in my whatever I've got going on. If I'm not feeling good, oh, it's something I ate, it's something I did. I was, you know, doing this and doing that. And we're always looking for the reason, the excuse for it. Oh, well, my parents were like that. But the word, it is his word. Mm. When we believe his word, when we take his word and we eat the word and believe what the word said, sometimes, and I've done it myself, we're still trying to pay for stuff. Mm. We're still trying to pay for sins. We're still trying to pay for different things that have happened. But Jesus took all of that upon himself. Deanne, I don't know if you remember, I can't even think of her name, small lady that came to the healing rooms with us. She wasn't really there when we were ministering, but she was there on the days we were there. But I just, one time that she came in the room to be part of the ministry team, I heard her say, if you have sickness in your body, you're holding on to stolen goods.
Ooh.
And wow. That, man, that just stuck with me. Mm. And I kind of like, I looked at her and she said, Jesus already took all of those things. Mm-hmm. He already took them away. He carried them away. Mm. He carried away headaches. He carried away body aches. He carried away the flu. He carried away every sickness or disease that has ever been in the earth. He carried it all away. So if we need healing, it's available. And I don't know why some people think that healing, if God wants to do it, he will.
No.
He does want to do it. Mm-hmm. He said, I will take sickness away from you. Mm-hmm. I am the Lord who heals you. Mm-hmm. So it's really the matter of believing it, accepting it, and turning it over to him, mm-hmm. and allowing him to do the work. And, the event of the Good Samaritan, you know, maybe we can go there and check that. I didn't write down the scripture. Was that? Can you look that up?
You're talking about
the Good Samaritan.
Oh, Luke 9, right?
Luke. Was it 9? Luke?
Yeah, I believe so. Hold on.
So, you know, in a nutshell, so the person was all, you know, beat up and whatever. So the Pharisees passed by on the other side of the road, and then the next guy passed by, totally ignoring the person. But then the Good Samaritan came, and he put ointment on the wounds of the person. Mm-hmm. And then he took them to a place to receive their healing. And he paid for it, and he stayed there, and you know, for their healing. And we know that Jesus is that Good Samaritan. But as we follow him, then we too need to be Good Samaritans to those who are sick, to those who are hurting. And we need to take care of the those that are sick, do the work of Jesus, and bring that word to those who are afflicted. You know, let the compassion of God come upon you. I think without the compassion of the Lord, you know, you can do things for people, but it's his compassion. When his compassion is poured forth, then the healing comes, and it's a wonderful thing. Yeah. Go ahead, Deanne.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
She has a scripture.
And now I know why you wanted to read it. Do you want me to still read it? Because it's just so powerful. Again, it's in Luke 10, 30, starting with 30. Jesus replied with a story. This is the New Living Translation. A Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. by chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man lying there, he crossed the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion, just like Karen was sharing. He felt compassion for him. Mm-hmm. And going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his donkey, his own donkey, and took him to an inn where he took care of him. Do you want me to continue?
Amen.
Amen. And so it's just the power of compassion and the fact that he soothed. I just love that word, soothed his wounds.
I know. It's that ointment. So think about it. When you're sick, I think about times in my life I've been sick, you know, racked with pain, you know, your whole body, you feel like there's nothing in there except bones, right? Those kind of, you know, that kind of feeling. It's the only thing that's going to help is what, you know, chicken soup will help a little bit, you know, in the natural. But it's, what about a kind word from somebody? What about someone bringing you something, visiting you in the hospital? Mm-hmm. Like when I was in the hospital a few months back, Deanne showed up. Mm-hmm. I was asleep and I woke up and there's Deanne standing there.
And she said, with my oil in hand.
That's right.
There we got to anoint you, Karen.
And I said, you know, I was like, oh, wow. You know, how long you been here? She said, no, you know, about an hour or so. And I'm like, well, how sweet, because she didn't wake me up, you know, like all the nurses. And mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, that was like a real healing situation even before you anointed me and prayed
Amen.
Over me.
That's mm-hmm. right. Amen.
So, Amen. You know, when we can be that to others.
The last part you didn't read, it talks about the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I'll repay you. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, you know, we give of our resources. We can only give of what we have. Mm-hmm. And this is where we must sit at the feet of Jesus. We must be in the presence of God. We must be filled up with his word, with his truth, with his compassion, his heart, the Father's heart, that when we go out, we can pour out. We can pour out. And even as Paul, you know, when they passed the man at the gate, beautiful, I believe mm-hmm. it was.
Yes.
And they said, silver and gold have we not.
Amen.
But in the name of Jesus, they had the anointing. They had the oil. They had the power. Rise up and walk. So we have that. We must have a refreshing revelation of who we are and what we have. What we freely have received from Christ. Are we embracing it? Are we declaring it? Are we thanking God for it? It's already done. It's already finished. Okay. And then is that what we're speaking? Is that what we're agreeing with? Or are we allowing the God of this world and this fallen world, the systems and methods of man, are we allowing that to overtake the truth that we know? We need to be recalibrated. There needs to be I know that word's been coming up. Recalibrate. Lord, recalibrate our minds, our thoughts, so that we are in alignment with your kingdom, with your word. Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing. I took a lot of screenshots, and I'm just going to read this first one because we probably have to do a break. So the first one, Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass in that day that this burden will be taken away from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Jesus is the anointed one, and his anointing does destroy every yoke, every chain, every bondage, every sickness, every disease, all captivity, whatever this world has put on us, he destroyed it. His anointing destroys it. And we need to understand the power of the saturation of the anointing, the oil, the holy oil, the presence of God. Mm-hmm. That's where we find it.
Amen. You know, as I was going through the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts this morning, I was saying, you know, God, that you just set the captives free to bring liberty to those who are mm-hmm. bound. And so, you know, I was just saying that, and I almost went right past where I'm going to make my order. Had to back up a little bit. But yes, that's the word. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. The anointing. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's take a break. Mm. I think what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to start praying.
Yes.
And as soon as somebody comes in to the front office, then they can, we might be able to take a few phone calls. If you have a specific prayer need, you don't need all the details. You can just say, I need, you know, healing for my foot or something. And then we can go ahead and pray for that. But when we come back, we will again be talking about healing a little bit more.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. When you pray.
Hello, this is Rachel.
And Alexa.
We invite you to join us live for God's Got It.
Each Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen. We are back. And Deanne reminded us that we need to pray it, not say it. So we will enter into a time of prayer. But let me just share this quick thing that the Lord also gave me this morning. He said, the oil is the substance of the love of God. Mm. So just take that and ask him to fill you with that oil. And, so what do you got, Deanne?
Oh, this morning as I was just releasing, because God said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you, right?
Yeah.
And I just keep saying for the last 2 weeks, God, I can't bear the weight. I can't bear the weight of the world. I can't bear the weight of my family's problems, I've had two injuries in the past week. I think the enemy's trying to take me out. And I'm hobbling with this foot and this hip. And and I'm like, oh. And then this morning I'm sitting there with the Lord and I'm thinking of, I said, God, help your sons, your daughters, your people. Mm-hmm. So many, I said, they're losing their homes and their lands and their properties to earthquakes and floods mm-hmm. and fires. What is going on in this world? There's so much, the shaking. And I got this in my spirit. Will the real sons and daughters of mm-hmm. God please stand up?
Hallelujah.
Rise and shine, for your time has come. Take your place, your position. Stand at your post for my kingdom. Rise up in obedient boldness, but be clothed with humility and walking in the light of my truth. And then I got interrupted, of course, and I didn't get the rest of it. I know there's more to come. But the point is, this is the hour for the sons and daughters to rise up mm-hmm. in power. And as you were saying, Nanette, prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. There's so much here. And this morning for me, it was really all about prayer, but praying in the position of knowing who he is and what he gave us as the bearers of his identity and image, like everything that he is. And I don't think for some, we're not there yet. And even me this morning, I just realized one thing, that the information that's given out over and over, whether it's true for this earthly realm, okay? It's not truth for us. It's not truth for us to wear. And I even found myself agreeing with this message about, you're dealing with hormonal symptoms, you know? This is kind of your lot right now for, you know, few years, maybe for some is quite more than few years. And I didn't catch myself agreeing with that. Hear me, agreeing. Even for instance, these things are factual, but again, are we going to agree with them and wear them? We know, you know, that there's a lot of talk about parasites, right, in your stomach, you know, just from food, and we need to detox and we need to keep our guts. But there's a difference, right, of having wisdom to care for ourselves better and to prepare. But when you start taking it and you're wearing it and you say, oh, I have parasites mm-hmm. or I have hormonal imbalance or I'm just going to live every day with headaches. Oh, I'm just going to feel this way. I just have to get through. There the problem lies. And so I was reminded when God told Cain, you know, be careful. Be careful, I'm paraphrasing, not to allow this anger you're feeling towards me or towards your brother or even towards yourself to grab a hold of you, to take over. And so he was saying pretty much, master it now. Master before it consumes you. Have dominion over it now before it takes a hold of you, before it governs you. So my heart cry this morning was for both women and men, get on your posts.
Yes.
Pray.
Yes.
Pray the word. Travail. Cry out to God. It is time to know who we are. It is time to make our claim. It mm-hmm. is time for our own well-being, for our own household. Forget about the mess that's going on in the world, but in our very own souls. Karen mentioned the pain people are feeling physically. It's a spiritual also indication. Mm-hmm. What lies have you agreed with? What lies have become truth to you and truth to your condition?
You know, some of these scriptures in here, I'm just going to begin to make these declarations and decrees. So listen for yourself as I read these prayers for healing and health. This is the straight from the Word of God. So we're just going to cast out all in spirits of infirmity that would attack your body in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I break, rebuke, and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in your lungs, your bones, your breast, your throat, your back, your spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, or stomach in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, or insomnia in the name of Jesus. I speak health and healing and strength to your bones, your muscles, your joints, organs, your head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidney, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet in the name of Jesus. I loose you from all heart attacks which are rooted in fear, and I command all spirits of fear to leave you in the name of Jesus. We loose you from all diabetes rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt, and I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from all cancer rooted in bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, and slander of the tongue, and I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from lupus rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt, and I cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from all multiple sclerosis rooted in self-hatred, guilt, and rejection from the Father, and I cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from rheumatoid arthritis that is rooted in self-hatred and low self-esteem, and I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from high cholesterol that is rooted in anger and hostility. I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from all sinus problems rooted in fear and anxiety. And I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from high blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety. And I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I loose you from asthma rooted in fear concerning relationships in the name of Jesus. I loose you from a weakened immune system that is rooted in a broken spirit or a broken heart. And I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I loose you from all strokes rooted in self-rejection, self-bitterness, and self-hatred. And I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. And I just, you know, just pray, God, that you would speak to each and every heart, Lord God, that even as you stand at the door and knock on our hearts, Lord, you're speaking to your people today, Jesus, that softly and tenderly you are calling them to yourself, Lord, and you want to heal them. You want to touch them. You want to make everything right in their lives, Lord. But there's many things that are, as in this prayer, that many things are rooted in anger and fear and bitterness and rejection, self-rejection. What a horrible ploy of the enemy to keep you rejecting yourself so that nobody can get near you, that you have self-rejection, so you reject everything around you. You reject the people around you.
Yes.
Yet Jesus with his balm and with that ointment, he paid with his life. He took all those beatings upon his back, the 39 stripes. He took them upon his back so that you could be healed. It's free. He paid the price. He paid the price for you. And he's standing at the door and he's saying, will you let me in again?
Yes.
Will you let me come in and heal? Will you let me come in and make things right? Will you let me come in? Will you just open the door? Allow me to come in and heal you. And I just encourage you that if there's anything going on in your life, just open that door to him so that he can come and apply his balm in your life.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, I feel like we're supposed to come against mental illness, every mental disorder and dis-ease that has a label and a name in this earth. We declare Jesus is the name above all names in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the healer, we come against all mental disorder, imbalance of anxiety, of ADD, attention deficit disorder, of ADHD, attention hyper disorder, against OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, against autism, against Asperger's, against every infirmity of the mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. This is not of you. This is a demon of this earth, and we come against it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that by his stripes, he is the living word that you sent to heal us. And we declare freedom. We declare liberty from these torment. Whatever door was opened, whatever crack, crevice, vow, judgment, contract, covenant, agreement in the bloodlines, in these households, in these generations, Father, we uproot them by the blood of Jesus. We sever, cut, and destroy them by the blood of Jesus. And we are declaring liberty. We are declaring in the name of Jesus for the mind of Christ, the right mind, the mind that let this mind be in everyone suffering through these things that is also in Christ, the mind of Christ, that which is of faith. Father, we thank you that we are in this world, but not of it. We are above and not beneath. We are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. And he said, the word says he disarmed the principalities and powers. And he's given us all power and authority over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means harm us. And we just break every single one of these infirmities off the brains, the mental, the soul, and the body, soul, and spirit, but especially the soul right now, the mind and the will and the emotions of people suffering with demonic oppression. We command it to go now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Right away, the Holy Spirit took me to a place in Scripture. I'm talking to the ones who have been sick and oppressed for many years, particularly this man recorded in history, a man healed at the Pool of Bethesda. Hear me. He was stricken with infirmity for 38 years. Or more. Years of suffering. Years. And yet came the day when Jesus approached him. Now, this is found in John 5:3. And hear me, it says, in these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel will go down at a certain time into the pool and stir the water. And then whoever stepped in first received their healing. And here's this man. Jesus approaches him and says, why are you laying there? And he knew that he had already had this condition for a long time because Jesus is all-knowing. And he said to him, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? And the sick man answered, sir, I have no man. Here's the excuses. Listen, these are real excuses. They're real things. that try to keep us from our healing, real things. And here's this man sharing one of them. Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water stirred. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. And Jesus said, rise, take up your bed and walk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Take up your bed and walk. Rise up. Rise up. If there's even a little seed, mustard-sized seed of faith that... Can he actually hear me? Listen, people all over that time was just hearing about Jesus. Faith comes by hearing the word of the Lord. Jesus was the word walking in front of people, around people, everywhere he went. And people were hearing about the healings that were taking place. That was enough for them to say, when I come across this Jesus, I'm going to be healed. When I come across this Jesus, yes. When the paralyzed man, when yes. The friends made room and made a hole in yes. The roof and put him right in front of Jesus. Listen, he's present right there where you're
yes.
At.
Yes.
He's present right there where you're at. And he's saying, I love you. I love you. Do you want to be made well? Pick up your mat and get up in Jesus' name. That's a declaration over your
yes.
Life. I'm speaking life over yeah. You right now. I'm speaking life and the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus that was spread out on the cross for you, saying, pick up your mat. Get up in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Stop partnering with the wrong kingdom. Stop partnering with the lies and deception of this world that we have to accept it and live with it and suffer until the day we breathe our last breath and go home to heaven. No, Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for resurrection life, yes. Resurrection power. Lord, we repent for partnering
yes.
With this world.
I repent,
we
Lord.
Will not partner
I
with
repent.
This world. We will not entertain or engage with the fallen things of this world. Jesus defeated the enemy. Jesus is the last Adam. He gave us back our dominion, our power, our authority, and we will stand in that place. Even as I fell the other night in the garage and I started going down and I started calling on the name of Jesus as I was falling, and I'm like, no, I'm not accepting this. I will not accept injury. I will not accept harm. I will not. And I fell and I hurt and I laid there and said, not today, Satan. You're not going to injure me. You're not going to harm me. I've already fractured my foot 2 weeks ago. You're not going to have my health. You're not going to have my time. You're not. And I started coming against it immediately. In the name of Jesus, we have to stop giving in. We must rise up, as the word said, rise up and agree with the word of God. Mm-hmm. We have to watch. Father, help us to put that bridle yeah. On our tongues, the guard on our lips, and the muzzles on our mouths, oh God, that we would not give any place to the enemy with our words, with agreement. We will not. We will only speak what you speak. We will only say what you say. As we speak the truth and we speak your word, yes, you do watch over to perform it. It will not return void, Father. We will see the benefits. We will see the victory. We will see the miracle signs and wonders come forth in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And some of you may be waiting for something to happen. And the Lord says, it has already happened. It happened 2,000 years ago when my son hung on that cross. That's all you need right there. That's all you need right there. When you receive salvation, it comes with healing and everything else that you would need in this life. He came to give life and life more abundantly. And there's nothing, even if we didn't have the rest of scripture, well, if we had Isaiah 53, then he paid it all. He paid it all.
Yes.
He did it all. He gave us healing. He gave us salvation. He gave us abundant life. It's up to us to receive it. It's up to us to walk in it. I know a lot of times I've waited for something to happen. And now I'm realizing that you have to, you make it happen with your words.
Yes.
What you confess is what happens. We're not talking blab it and grab it kind of stuff, but when you confess Jesus, when you confess his word, then when you hear yourself speaking the word of God, then those words will bring life to you. As it says in the scripture, his words are life to those who find them and medicine to all their flesh. Begin to just declare that over yourself. I thank you, Jesus,
yes,
that according to Isaiah 53, that you were wounded for my transgressions, you were crushed for my iniquities. The chastisement that was upon you, is by your stripes I am healed. You
yes.
took it all. You took all the mental pain and anguish and everything else. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus,
thank you.
For
we
today. We
you.
Still have a couple
praise
more
you.
Minutes.
We praise you. We praise you.
But we just,
you.
We bless you, Lord. And
yes, Lord.
Sorry that nobody was out front to take any calls. But if you want prayer, then feel free to call after the program's over. We can pray for you while we're still here in the studio. I know these guys have to rush out. But if you want prayer, 772-221-1100 after we go off the air. Or if you'd like to email, you can email WCNO. Well, actually, go to the website. And on the website, there's a prayer request form that you can just fill out, and that comes directly to us. But you can email WCNO at WCNO.com, attention, Karen, or hidden places, and we'll be sure to pray for you. But just believing today that God has been working in all of your lives and that you would receive, accept, and walk in what Jesus already did for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And when you've been healed and you're going in a good direction, and then you feel like things start going backwards again, don't allow it. Like, God had healed, this is real silly, but he had healed this slice that I had in my right thumbnail. For years and years and years, I couldn't get that nail to grow out and heal. Well, he healed it a few months ago. And then within the last week, it started trying to come back. And then I'm getting a bone spur on my joint on that same thumb. And I'm like, no way, Jose. No way. No way. You're not bringing this on me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, I've already been healed. It's already done. And I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. Don't let the enemy steal it from you. How to maintain your healing. Yes, Karen.
I just happened to bring this.
Yes.
How to maintain your healing. Of course, it's quite long here, but it says each one of us must understand how to receive healing and keep it. When we understand God's word on healing and we act upon it, it brings forth a manifestation of healing in our physical bodies.
Yes.
Our goal is to receive the manifestation of our healing and give our Heavenly Father the glory for what Jesus has done for us.
Amen.
Sickness is the result of an oppression by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil inflicts us. It's the devil who gives us the diseases. And the devil doesn't like it when God's word brings healing and destroys his work. The devil will always try to reestablish his infliction by stealing the truth of the word.
Yes.
So it all comes back to the word of God. So I just encourage you to look up all the scriptures about healing and apply them
Amen.
To your own life so that God can manifest himself in you and that you can bring glory to his name
yes.
with your healing and that you can bring healing to others. So we're out of time today, and we thank you so much for joining us. And I will be away for 2 Fridays. I'm taking my vacation, so we'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks. Bye-bye. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m.